You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, that's old school right there. That's late 50s, early 60s, Buddy Guy.
Since my baby love, I've been done with.
I want to say late 50s. Buddy Guy.
What to do.
Right, I got the blues. Buddy Guy is your artist of the day. Your AOTD, as we like to call it. By the way, before we get started, and we're going to be doing this here in just a few minutes, we need to give away a family gift package from Omaha Steaks, originally valued at $1.74. You can get it online at omahasteaks.com for $49.99 with the code word PARKS when you check out. But we're going to be giving one away for free here in just a few minutes, so hang tight for that. We had a, dare I say, a little bit anemic Dana and Parks annual Christmas get-together at Jasper's over the weekend.
So much fun.
So great. But like half of the crew couldn't show up. Rod, Travis, and your wives. It was still lovely. It was nice to see Kara Markser. She will be back in 1 month, and I can proudly report that she and Paul are doing quite well.
Oh, they look great. They look, you know, a little sleep-deprived, but it was fantastic.
By the way, their first night out, Rod, in 2 months. That's called cabin fever.
So what you're saying is they look like crap, but yeah. All things considered.
I mean, they looked happy to be out. Does that make sense? And I thought that this get-together would last hour and a half. By 2.5 hours in, Rod, I'm not kidding you. You know, we had that back room because Dana's so loud and laughs so loud.
Right.
So we had the back room with the door closed and everything. And I couldn't help but notice the lady at the front desk kept poking her head around the corner by 8 p.m. To which I finally said, I think we're supposed to go.
Dude, there's another party scheduled for
and that's
this.
Finally, yeah. I asked the waiter, I go, dude, do we need to get out of here? And he's like, and he was so nice, but he's like, the room is reserved for 8 o'clock. And I'm like, okay.
Get your stuff and get out.
They were very kind. Jasper, by the way, could not have been more friendly. Gave us, what are those things called? Those desserts that he gave us at the end?
I call them Zeppelinis, Zepparinis, Zepparonis, Zeppelis.
They're like donuts from heaven.
And they're so good. And they remind me of the old-fashioned donut my grandmother used to make in the Fry Daddy. Mm-hmm. You guys remember the Fry Daddy, which was just a boiling cauldron of lard?
And we're not saying they're healthy.
And every Fry Daddy was all nasty on the outside. Like had the splash-over grease that was just cooked on the outside that would never come off.
Yep.
But everything that came out of it was delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It got so bad,
Dana and Paul, Kara's husband, at the end of the night were like, bring boxes.
We're going to need to take some
and they were like,
home.
That's how the Zeppelinis were going in there. What are they called? Zepparinis?
Zepparonis?
Yes. Zeppelinis? Zeppelins?
Just Zeppeli.
Zeppelins, okay.
Sure, whatever.
And this weekend we've got Travis's wedding.
Yes.
This is like a little get-together. I'm very excited for Travis and Mel.
I don't think we're
supposed to talk about it a lot because I don't think everybody was invited.
I don't give a damn.
I don't
but
either.
Go ahead, bring that up again.
Yeah, I wasn't invited last weekend or this coming weekend. So,
well, yeah. We'll stare at
it.
We are going to do things a little different next year.
Wait. He's hurt.
No, it's fine.
I see it on your face.
It's fine.
We are going to do things a little different
next
year.
Whenever somebody says it's fine 4 times in a row, it's not fine.
We have done this dinner, Will, 4 years in a row now.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time everyone bailed, mm-hmm. Rodney, 1 hour before the dinner.
Yeah, Rod.
Hey, man, I would love to have gone.
I know you would have.
Unfortunately, I was under the blankets sick.
And Tabitha did say,
thank you. You don't want him there. He's really doing poorly. But by the time
Tabitha and Roman show?
By the time it all unfolded, I wasn't going to text you and be like, hey, can you be at Jasper's in 22 minutes? You know, I mean, does anything look worse than that? So we're going to do it differently next year. I promise.
How are we going to do it, Dana? Now, Will, let me be very clear. I'm not in charge.
I understand.
I just show up. I go. Here's how my life has been for the last 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I go where I am told to go when I am told to go there.
Right.
By typically the various women in your life, be it Dana or your girlfriend or whomever.
Yes, right. That is correct. I am told to be somewhere, and I then show up at said place at said time. I do not organize.
I recommend living that way. So if, you have it figured out.
Thank you. If I had put this dinner together at Jasper's on Saturday night, I would have invited you because I think you're an integral part of this program.
Well, thank you very
you're
much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Dana did not find you to be an integral part of the program, and therefore you were not invited.
I understand that position as well.
Not true, but we have had the four of us every year have done a nice dinner, and I think next
actually,
year...
Actually, it was always the five of us, Travis included.
We are going to expand. I don't think Travis has ever been. Travis did not come last year.
Travis
yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
With Mel?
Yeah. No, I don't think Mel showed up, but I know Travis
did. I was
going to
say, I don't remember Mel being there.
Travis was there.
Yeah, okay. He was there.
We are doing it again, and we will do it differently next year.
What changes are you planning to make for the annual Dana and Parks Christmas get-together at Jasper's?
We are going to invite everyone.
Like everyone being Mr. Starrett?
I wondered about newer boss. Now, I thought he would politely decline because I think the first year we did invite him and he was like, you go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think we should all have a fun night out.
Without newer boss.
I would love for him to go. I've never met his wife. I'm kind of fast. I want to meet his wife.
I've met her once in 3 years. Let me call a vote from the executive board of directors of the Dana and Parks program. Hello, board members.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I am putting on the table that we never, ever, ever invite newer boss to a Christmas get-together at Jasper's. Do I have a second?
Sure, why not?
Second? All right, let's have a vote. All those in favor, say aye.
Wait, aye. What are we voting on?
It doesn't matter.
Ah.
It's just for the two members of the executive board of directors. All those in favor of never inviting newer boss to our dinner at Jasper's, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. He can't be invited.
Ayes have it. Here's the thing. I assume that if his wife ever wanted to meet any of us, she would have.
Oh, by the way.
I'll give you that.
From the text line, 8156, mm-hmm. Travis was there last year. I know this because I was your server.
Aww.
You guys had me rolling all night playing Cards Against
that's
Humanity.
Right.
Thank God we shut the doors.
Yeah, that's
true. From 8156.
That's generally what people say wherever I am. Thank uh-huh. God we shut the doors.
Uh-huh.
So coming up this hour, I would like to talk about something, Scott, and you have no idea what's coming. It is something I discovered over the weekend.
Why is your American Express out?
It is something that is extremely embarrassing to me.
Oh.
Extremely. I'm actually panicked at the thought of what I discovered over the weekend. And I don't think you're going to be surprised.
What
I struggled with bringing this up. Last night, I actually thought to myself for the first time, should I just not bring up something that I know is going to generate a great amount of debate. So before we start,
the answer to that is always
I'm feeling very vulnerable today.
Okay.
I don't feel like it's a good thing that we're about to talk about, but I do feel like it really will resonate with most people listening.
We'll talk about it next. Rod, let's give away one of those Omaha Steaks family gift packages right now. Free o charge. Just go to omahasteaks.com, by the way. Originally $174, you can now get it for $49.99 if you use the code word PARKS, but we will give it away for free right now to caller number 9 at 576-7798, 576-7798, caller number 9. You get the family gift package for free this Christmas from omahasteaks.com.
Guess who's wearing their Rothy's right now?
Dana Wright.
Wearing them today, warm Friday. I'm up to two pair. I'm about to buy a third. I know that you got your girlfriend a pair. They are stylish.
Thanks for killing that Christmas gift she didn't know about.
You will love them. Whoops. You're going to love them.
Really?
They go in a lot of colors. She's not listening.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You're going to love these
shoes. That was a surprise.
Everywhere I go, people are like, are those them? Can I try them on? They are the softest, most comfortable flat you will ever wear.
You're such a jerk.
I thought she knew.
Yeah, she didn't know it was a Christmas gift.
Never tell Dana anything.
They come in the flat, the point, the loafer, and now the sneaker. And they look so good. And I'm not joking. If you are in real estate or if you are in nursing, you want these shoes on your feet because they look so good at work, but they're comfortable if you're on your feet all day. Like maybe if you're a nurse. I don't know if we know any of those people.
Right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for listeners of Dana and Parks. Just use the code word Dana, like I apparently did a couple of days ago, and get free shipping with no minimum. Go to Rothy's.com, Rothys.com, and enter the code word Dana to get your amazing shoes and free shipping that she will love this Christmas, and she will not know about it. It's a no-brainer. Shoes that are comfortable, stylish, and completely expected. Give the gift that she will thank you for one step at a time. Rothy's.com. Your promo code is Dana.
I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. And I want it now.
Congratulations to Bryce in KCK. He's walking away with a family gift package from Omaha Steaks. You can check it out. Get a great deal on it for $49.95 at omahasteaks.com. Just make sure you use the code word PARKS, and we will give away another Omaha Steaks family gift package in the 4 o'clock hour of the program today. Your story, Christmas ruiner?
I have never so badly not wanted to talk about something on this program in 7 years. I would rather sit here and talk about the number of sexual partners I have had.
Oh.
Then talk about
let's get into that.
What
that
we're about awkward. To talk about.
That went awkward fast.
And most people listening will agree with me there. That's how embarrassing this is for me.
Okay.
I want you to take your iPhone. And if you're driving, please don't do this now. You're going to want to do this when you get home.
Okay. I'm doing it right now.
Go into settings. And Rodney, do you have an iPhone?
Mm-mm, he's got a Droid.
They have updated this last iOS update, and many of you have already done this. I had not until last night, and it just shocked me when I saw it.
This sounds like a bad idea. I don't think I want to do this.
You in settings?
Yeah, but I don't see iOS.
Scroll down about eight choices, and you see screen time.
Thank God, no.
Okay. You have not had the new iOS update then.
Good.
So if you go in settings under the 8th thing listed, you will see screen time.
I got Netflix.
And I had heard about this. I had seen stories about this online, on Facebook, that the creators of these phones want you to know how much time you are spending on them. Believe it or not, they want you to know. So in this latest iOS update, they have very simply broken it down for you in black and white right in front of your eyes. This setting, Scott, will tell you how many hours a day you are on your phone, how many times a day you have picked up your phone. It knows that.
Oh, my.
And where you are spending the most of your time. Now, for most people listening, I'm just going to tell you right now, spoiler alert, it is Facebook and Messenger. Messenger meaning you're texting me, I'm texting you. One of the reasons I wanted to see your number, Scott, was because I'm interested in comparing my number to other people in the media. I don't think it's necessarily fair to compare my number to someone who works at Sprint, if you're not in IT. I don't think it's necessarily fair to compare my number to someone who is maybe a stay-at-home mom.
What is your number?
I would rather not come right out of the gate and tell you that.
Now, it tells you how many minutes per day you're spending on your phone. Is that correct?
Yep.
Can Rod and I guess?
I will tell you before we get into the number.
Is it minutes or hours?
Because like sexual partners, that number is going to mean different things to different people. Some people you could say, well, I've slept with 56 people and the people Jesus. Around you won't blink. Some people will say, well, I've slept with 4 and someone will go, oh my God, 4? Your number
You've
is,
slept with 56
is your
people?
Number.
Rod, have you slept with 56 people?
So I don't think it's necessarily fair. This isn't about the number. And you are going to want to make this about the number. And I know you are, Scott. But it's not about the number.
Translation, it's a lot higher than we could have ever possibly imagined. My initial was going to be 2.75 hours a day. I'm going much higher now.
I compared my number with Chris Ketz's number because I knew it would make me feel better because he is on his phone all the time. He's never not tweeting.
What's your number?
I shattered my husband's number.
Let me guess.
It's like 600, isn't
no,
it?
No, 600 minutes?
Yeah.
Wait. Hang on. Don't give the number out. Does it do it in hours and minutes or just minutes?
It does today. And then if you click on your name, it will show you the last 7 days. And it averages your daily
in hours and minutes or just minutes?
Hours and minutes. And then it shows you a weekly total. And this is why I want to talk about this. When you see your weekly total, and your number is going to be different than mine. This is going to be like sex partners or weight loss. We're all going to be different, okay? I think your number, regardless of that number, will bother you. Everyone listening, that number's going to bother
you. Give me your numbers right now. Give it to me. No.
I'm feeling very vulnerable today.
I understand.
And I'm about to make some drastic changes in my life.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. And we're going to talk about what you can do to knock down your number.
Give me the phone
when
now.
We get back.
Give me the damn phone.
God. It's bad.
Wow.
It's bad. I did not realize it was that bad.
Rod, let's just say she spends more time on her phone than she spent in a week than she spends at work.
That is true.
I don't doubt that.
By a lot.
Much time here.
By a lot.
Now, before we get into this.
Oh, my.
I want to be clear.
Oh, my goodness.
I would like to be judged against other people in the media because that phone is a function of my work. And now, I will tell you before we move on, Scott. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dan Weinbaum and I compared numbers, and our number was the same.
So total,
does that make you feel good?
Yes. Total pickups, is that per day or per week?
Let me look at
right
the
there,
way they break
right
it
there.
Down. That is per week.
Per week, Dana picks up her phone an average of 1,022 times a week.
Look at my per day.
192 is her high, and that is usually on the weekend.
Correct. Your weekends are always going to be higher.
Dana, not mine. My weekends are probably the least. Dana spends an average of 5 hours, 47 minutes per day on her phone, holding it, texting, tweeting, Facebooking, messaging.
Five.
Her busiest days are Thursday and Sunday. Thursday, her least busiest day, well, that's today, so that doesn't count.
It doesn't count because the day isn't over.
You spend an average of 40 hours and 33 minutes a week on your phone.
40 hours a week. I said to Dan in the newsroom, I could study and attain a master's degree. I could run a marathon and train. I'm thinking about all of the things I could do.
40 hours a week on your phone.
Yes.
That's another full-time job.
It is a come-to-reality smack in my face. And I'm telling you, and I know you don't believe it, I'm so shocked and horrified by that number that I'm willing to talk about it. I've already done some things to knock it down.
Let's find out what those are in just a moment. 576-779.
Also, what's your number? Please tell me someone can beat my number.
Let's get to the newsroom.
Please,
here is Will Stern.
Please beat my number.
More info in a weekend shooting. More next.
Dana Wright here for Volkswagen of Lee Summit. You can find them online on your phone at vwleesummit.com. I've done that times 40 hours a week. Head on in. Whether you want a used car, a new car, doesn't matter. We just got my daughter a beautiful used car. It is a 2011. It is brand new to her. She loves that car. They have all makes and models in all different price ranges for you. Head on into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. And if you're looking for something new, Do not forget that Sign and Drive event is still going on. Zero down, zero next month's payment. That's right. Any new VW, nothing down, nothing next month. And then on top of that, they will give you a $500 shopping card to help with your Christmas shopping. You can almost buy a new iPhone for that and stay on it for 40 hours of your week, of your life that you're never going to get back. $500 shopping card to help with your Christmas shopping. You are going to love Volkswagen Lease Summit. They're fantastic staff. And the safety features in those cars, you've heard me bragging about the backup camera, the side impact alert system, and yes, the Apple iPhone CarPlay system that really does allow you to set that phone down, something I clearly desperately need. Go into Volkswagen Elite Summit. Tell them you want to see Dana's car. Just go to Volkswagen Elite Summit. It's right off I-470 and Colburn Road, or VWLeaseSummit.com, VWLeaseSummit.com.
2:31 in Kansas City. I'm Will Starrett. KCPD now says the shooting at the Plaza that left a teenager hurt over the weekend appears to be random. There's no indication the victim and the shooter knew each other. The victim was riding in the back seat of a car when the people in it heard gunfire and realized the vehicle had been hit. It drove away quickly, met up with police officers down the road. Democratic Representative Jerry Nadler describes the details in prosecutors' filings of the case of Donald Trump's former personal lawyer Michael Cohen as evidence that the president was, quote, at the center of a massive fraud, end quote. House Democrats have raised the possibility of impeachment or incarceration for the president if it's proved that he directed illegal hush money payments to women during the presidential campaign in 2016. The president has denied any wrongdoing and has called the investigations consistently a, quote, witch hunt. Three carnival workers now charged with capital murder in the fatal shooting of a couple from Wichita whose bodies were found in Arkansas days after they disappeared. They were last seen at the Barton County Fair in Great Bend. Kimberly Younger of McIntosh, Florida, Michael Fowler Jr. from Sarasota, and Rusty Frazier of Aransas Pass, Texas, all in jail in Arkansas on $1 million bond. They're awaiting extradition to Kansas. They're accused in the July killings of Pauline and Sonny Carpenter at the Barton County Fair. Traffic and weather together next. It's 2:33.
I want to tell you about something you may not have ever even thought about, but it is so important. I want to talk to everyone out there struggling with snoring, sleep apnea, bulky, loud, unpleasant CPAP machines, and I really want to talk to you if this sounds like your spouse. CPAP machines are necessary. They can be life-saving for those with severe obstructive apnea, but did you know 50% of CPAP users who desperately need treatment stop using that machine? It's a dangerous decision, but I get it. Trust me, I get it. They're not pleasant for you or your partner. If you or your spouse has stopped using the CPAP you need, there are so many other options, and Mark's Sleep Center is one of them. They will fit you with a simple, silent treatment that is easy to use, comfortable to wear. It is a custom-made dental mouthpiece that fits over your teeth, realigns your airway, allows for that normal airflow to the lungs as you sleep, and it's covered by most medical insurance plans. Add a better night's sleep to your list of New Year's resolutions for you and for your spouse. Not just any dentist can do it. If you have sleep apnea like so many people, you've ditched that CPAP, please go with my licensed dentists who have advanced training in dental sleep medicine at Mark's Sleep Center. They'll fit you with that simple appliance. It's compact. It's comfortable. No loud machine. No messy cleanup of those bacterial-laden hoses. Ugh. You don't have to haul that machine to the airport when you travel. Set up your free consultation with Mark Sleep Center at marksleep.com. MARXSleep.com. Treat your sleep apnea a simpler way. 816-452-2000. 816-452-2000 or marksleep.com.
It is an area of high pressure building in. Plenty of sunshine in the forecast for the Kansas City Metro. For the rest of today, our highs are ranging from the low to mid 40s, and we're clear tonight to low upper 20s. Starting to work in some cloudiness for tomorrow, it will be milder, the high ranging from 50 to 55. Disturbance drawing in some cloudiness for Tuesday night. We'll see plenty of sunshine and slightly cooler weather Wednesday, the high 45. Chance for scattered rain on Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
46 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us anywhere you go. I'm Will Starrett, News 98.1 KMBZ.
edition. Mr. Telephone Man. Beautiful Monday afternoon in Kansas City.
So I have asked Amy Anderson, who's a dear friend of mine over at Channel 5. I've asked Hartzell down the hall and Weinbaum to compare their numbers with mine, because I do believe, and I'm not trying to rationalize
this. Does Weinbaum have his yet?
He does. People in the media are going to generally have a higher number than those who are not. Here are the two things I'm going to start out doing, and I'm starting today. I think it will help with the amount of sleep I get at night. My usage is always higher between 10 and midnight. It's what I do, Scott. Between 10 and midnight, I am on that phone. And a majority of that time, it is a function of our job. I find the stories that we talk about the next day, and I do it every single night.
You do it for
night.
40 hours a day?
Dan,
well, there's only 24 in
a
day.
If you're willing to share your number, share your number.
Okay, let me pull it up right here.
She spends 5 hours, 48 minutes per day on her phone for a total, 7-day total of 40 hours and 37 minutes.
My weekly total, 35 hours, 55 minutes. So 36 hours with an average of 5 hours and 7 minutes per day split among multiple things.
So
Facebook,
he
messaging,
is in
Messenger,
my
YouTube.
General vicinity mm-hmm. of yes. usage.
Now remember, I'm the digital sheriff
you
here.
Are.
So I do so much of my work right from my phone.
Mm. And that's how I justified the number. I go, I'm always on that thing at night, and I am. But the majority...
But Dana, I would agree with you if you were telling me that you were spending too much time on your phone doing work. Most of what you get for work comes from Twitter. Would you agree?
It comes from Facebook, then Twitter.
Okay, Facebook and Twitter. You spend 8 hours a week on Facebook. You spend 2 hours and 30 minutes a week on Twitter.
Yep.
The vast, overwhelming majority of your time was spent sending messages.
Back and forth, receiving and sending. Mm-hmm. So here, and
that's
similar
to mine.
It is. It's really
10 hours and 45 minutes a week you send messages yep. on your phone.
So here, because I'm not comfortable with my number, and I think most people will not be comfortable with their number.
But can I compare something here for you real quick?
Please.
All right. Dan spent, I need my glasses. I'm getting old here. I'm not getting any younger. Dan spent 8 hours and 28 minutes a week on Facebook. You spent 8 hours and 2 minutes a week on Facebook.
Okay.
Very similar.
Dan spent 8 hours and 6 minutes on messaging. You spent 10 hours and 45 minutes.
Yes.
Then he also messages a lot of people on Facebook, apparently, mm-hmm. because he spent 3 hours and 1 minute doing that. He watches a lot of YouTube. He goes to Safari a lot. Spent 1 hour and 38 minutes on mail. You spent 2 hours and 14 minutes on your mail.
Can I just
and
interject?
And a lot of that is just swiping
can
delete.
Can I just interject one thing, Scott? You are sitting on thousands of unread email messages right now.
I am.
Some yeah, that's true. Of my issue, and I'm just going to be honest because I do believe in some ways it's a health issue. Some of my connectivity issue with that phone comes back to OCD and it comes back to anxiety. And let me explain. If I have an unread message in Messenger, in text, or in email, and I see what's called a notification, and this in
little
settings
red circle.
Will show you how many notifications you get in 1 week. Mm-hmm. If you are listening and you have OCD or high anxiety like I do, they are suggesting you go in and shut off not all of your notifications, but do you really need 81 apps giving you notifications? Because for me, when I get a notification, I have to look at it.
It's an immediate response. Like, oh, I've got
to
it's
an
hear
immediate
it, you feel
response.
It, bing, I got to check that out.
They have done studies on this. How many times did I pick up my phone a day?
146 times a day.
Do you know what the average American... The average American, how many times per day you check your phone?
Mm-mm.
It's 80.
Dan was 93.
Most mm-hmm. of you listening, pick that thing up an average of 80 times per day.
Your most pickups were on Fridays and Saturdays. Dan's, yours were on Thursdays and Fridays.
Okay.
Now, let me get to my anxiety arm. The mm-hmm. OCD arm is the notifications, which I'm going to go in and dramatically reduce. Because you can tell them, stop notifying me when I get a tweet. Turn all that stuff off.
Surprisingly, you and Dan both spend, you, although Saturday not included, on the weekday. Mm-hmm. Something about Tuesday, both you and Dan are on your phone at a higher level on Tuesday than any other work day of the
and
week.
And why would that be?
Thursday.
Sorry, I meant Thursday. I'm sorry,
but
Thursday.
But why, Dan, why would that be? That makes no sense.
You both are on your phone more on Thursdays than any other day of the week.
Well, it depends on what I'm working on.
Do you know why the text messaging is higher on Friday and Saturdays? And this, we're going to get into my anxiety arm of this in a moment.
Why is that?
It's the kids. I need to be picked up. Where are you? I need to go here. I need to go there. Huh. So
yeah, and during the work week, you can't really
I've decided to do a couple of things. I pick up that phone because I am manic anxiety. Do the kids need something? Have the kids texted?
What are you afraid of? That you're going to miss something?
That they need me and I'm not there.
They don't need you.
Well,
we're not that important.
You know, Scott, my son, who is totally fine, took a trip to the ER on Friday.
Okay.
And my assumption is if I shut down my phone, they won't be able to get a hold of me. And if that sounds crazy to you, I get it. But I have clinical anxiety. And it always goes back to the kids.
But we survived the 80s, didn't we?
We did. I guess we did.
But back in the 80s, you were probably on the phone. I mean, of course, you were a child then.
Sure.
But you were on the phone more.
Yeah.
That was your interface. You were talking to people more. And on this, you use this.
You were on the phone 40 hours a week when we were kids?
Probably.
Pat from the front desk called. She said, maybe put down your phone when you're trying to get in the front door of the building.
That's what we're doing. There are little things.
She's talking to you.
No, you personally.
Well, I have to have it. I can't say that for security reasons.
Let's call Pat.
Real quick, Scott, let me just say one thing and then call Pat.
I'm calling her right now. Go ahead. I'll tell her to hang on.
I am going to assign a noise to those four kids so that if a text is coming in and it's one of the kids, I will hear it.
Good
I
afternoon,
can look at it.
Radio.
Hang on, Pat.
Like an alarm.
Like an alarm. You know. Like this is one of the kids. No, it's not going to be annoying.
Danger, the children.
It'll just be
something
a ding.
Like
hello. Okay.
Pat, you're on the air. Hang on.
Hello.
Hey, Pat, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How many times a week does Dana come in the front door on her phone?
Oh, probably three.
Three times a week?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I don't think she was on her phone today.
I was not because of the story we're talking about right now. I'm
trying
She's
to checking
put
her numbers.
Down that devil machine.
Jones, how much time do you think you spend on your phone per week?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, per week, maybe 10 or 12 hours.
Lies.
Do you have an iPhone, Pat?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I have an Android.
Okay.
All right. We love you. Be good.
But I tried to look that up, and it's not on my phone.
Okay.
So I can't look it up.
Well, for everyone listening, these are the four things they're suggesting to cut down your number, and I'm adding a fifth, and I'm doing it today.
Can I put it on my phone? Because I have an iPhone.
Yep.
It should be on there if you've updated your phone
it
since 2013.
It should be on there, but Hartzell had to turn his on, Dan. I think you have to go in and turn it on.
I don't want to turn it on.
Don't you want to know?
No.
Look, this really isn't that bad. We look at this giant number of 8.5 hours on Facebook over the week. But when you look at it on average, that's just an hour and 12 minutes a day within a 24-hour period.
Correct.
No.
That's not that bad.
You're sugarcoating this
whole thing.
I love
that he's helping me rationalize
this.
You
are sugar. She spends 40 hours a week on her phone.
That doesn't mean talking.
That's exactly right.
That's reading. If I listen to a podcast on my way home, I asked Chris.
Looking
that
at
counts.
YouTube videos with
that
news.
That counts as your usage.
Yeah, that counts as screen time.
Music,
anything you use it for. Exactly.
Music counts as usage.
Safari.
So Scott.
Yeah.
And I swear I'm not trying to rationalize this. I wrapped Christmas presents today for 1 hour.
You're addicted.
And I was listening to Amazon Music for an hour. That hour goes into my bank of usage.
Exactly.
I don't believe that's accurate.
Yes, it does.
Where would it go in?
Other. It's under other.
Let me see other, because I didn't see other
on your
list. It
would be under entertainment, probably.
It's under entertainment.
Let me see.
Stand
Let's
by.
Check the categories.
I don't believe this to be accurate.
Check the categories.
Yeah, check your categories, Dan.
Well, they are. And funny, you don't find it, do you?
Yeah, Spotify, 11 minutes.
Yep. Messenger.
Yeah.
Podcast is on there.
What?
Amazon Music is on there.
What does Amazon Music say?
20 minutes Amazon Music, 20 minutes podcast.
Well, that sure doesn't sound like an hour today wrapping gifts.
I spent 9 minutes on the calculator.
Wow. Trying to figure out how to do the math.
So I think we want to open this conversation up to ways that you can know what your number looks like. And if you're not comfortable with that number, because I am not, ways you can alter the number.
Let me preface this also with this question. Is it really that big of a deal?
Oh, Scott, I'm looking at my email right now. And do you see the number right there? What does it say? Can you tell people what it says on the email?
Seven.
The number says seven. That means I have seven unread emails. When I see that
seven,
I have a physical manic need to delete those seven to see what they are.
Let me show you something.
Oh, it'll drive me crazy.
This is just my unlistened to voicemails.
Oh my God. You have 38 unheard voicemails?
Yes.
What if one of those?
And I'm happy with that number getting higher.
How can you do? See, you and I are just wired differently. If I get a voicemail, I'm like, oh my God.
Well, that's apparent.
I have
38 unread voicemails.
And that's only because I went through and deleted a bunch the other day.
Are you ever going
to
listen to them?
People need?
No.
Oh God.
I don't care.
I need to have a little bit more of that in me, and I don't know how to get it, but I
well,
can't.
Well, the thing is, the voicemail let me tell you who they're from. Stop leaving voicemails.
Let me tell you who they're from. Lisa Quintero.
What if she's in the hospital?
There's my doctor.
She'll text him.
There's my doctor.
What if you have cancer?
My brother, my mother, our agent Norm.
You didn't listen to one of your mom's voicemails?
No. Dana Wright. Lisa Quintero again, my brother again. I did listen to Jack Ancona's message.
How do you function?
Look,
leaving
just
your
read,
voicemails
just
unheard.
Read those that I didn't answer and haven't even listened to.
Oh, there's a ton from me.
And my brother and my
mother.
I hope
it wasn't important.
Well, I would play it, but I don't trust you.
I'm going to tell you the number one thing I'm going to do, and then we're going to take your suggestions if you've looked at your number. You've had some time to look at your number.
Coach Dustin, there's two more from Norm. That I haven't listened to?
I am going to take the Facebook app off my phone, Dan. I'm going to take it off my phone.
Okay.
Doesn't mean I can't log in. Doesn't mean I can't check it.
Yeah, on your computer.
But I'm going to take it off my phone.
Yeah.
576-7798.
Good idea.
576-7798.
I know it's cold out. You're probably wondering, will Seal One's KC come out and permanently seal and stain and beautify all of those areas outside of your house? Let me tell you, on a sunny, nice day like today, they will absolutely do that. And they will always come inside and really make the inside of your house look great. On any surface, they will do your cracked and stained garage floor, your cracked and stained basement floor, and they will put that permanent polymer decorative coating down. It makes it so easy to keep clean. I tell everyone, if you have teenagers, get that carpet out of your basement. If you have pets, get it out of your basement. They will do commercial buildings over the weekend, and that's important. If you own a commercial building, a dealership, a reception area, small or large businesses, they just did a huge dog kennel, they will come and do that work over the weekend so it does not disrupt production where you work. You will be so glad you did. Start looking around town. Every time you go out to a restaurant or a bar, look down at the floor. That's what we're talking about. And there's a reason all these restaurants and bars have that as their floor. It's so easy to keep clean. Man, it looks good too. 816-942-3927. 816-942-3927. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com today.
You know, something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. They're the best in the business. I've been out there many times. Dale's a personal friend. I have watched his crews at work. And I can say without question, without reservation, they're the best in the business. Their reputation is so good. They've had people drive in from Omaha, Columbia, you name it. That's how good they are. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Their work is guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's the number. It's 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's Body Shop in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you.
I've seen your face before, my friend.
From the text line, my average is 25 hours a week, and I use my phone for just about everything. Sorry, Dana. 43 hours, 32 minutes. Crap.
Woo!
but I love my phone.
Get him up there. Get him up there.
43 hours.
From, I believe this was wired.com.
Let me interrupt you for just a second.
Yeah.
Somebody has a great point. What percentage of Dana's time on the phone, now you are prone to overestimate everything.
Sure.
What percentage, because the majority of your time is actually just sending messages.
Yes.
What percentage of your time is business and what percentage is personal?
I would say personal is 60 and business is 40 because a lion's share of it is my email and I only have one email account. I have a work email account. That's it. I don't have Yahoo.
So you're saying
Google.
It's 60 business, 40 personal?
Yes.
So it's really 60 personal, 40
business.
That's
what I meant. 60 personal, 40 okay. business. Real quick from Wired. Tips to control your usage. These are simple and quick. Turn off all notifications. Because the cell phone is the world's smallest slot machine, it operates on a variable reinforcement schedule. Every time you check it, you don't know what you're going to get and how good it's going to be. And that's me, Scott. I've got to turn off that gambling kind of light center in my mind. So turn off your notifications.
Okay.
Turn the damned thing off is number two. When you're not using it, that's a non-starter for me. Number three, keep it out of your line
whoa,
of
whoa,
sight.
Whoa. Why is that a non-starter? When I go to bed every night, I turn it on silent. I do not know if I've received a notification. And the only notifications I get are missed calls and texts.
What if something happens with the girls?
They've got a mom.
I can't unplug. I can't do it. I can't do it.
What's
going
to happen to the girls?
My anxiety won't let me do it.
They're at home. I know they're at home. They're either in my house or they're at Shonda's house.
And then here's number four. If you can't live without it, turn your smartphone screen to grayscale. It becomes a lot less appealing to you if what's on the screen is only black and white. Editor's note, I can attest that this works. This setting made me not want to look at my phone.
I do not check my phone from 9 a.m. until at least 5:30 a.m. Or check that, 9 p.m. to 5:30 a.m.
What's the first thing you open when you open your phone?
I just turn it over and I look at it to see if you've texted me overnight, and you normally have.
I think this is going to help with my sleep.
And I might have a Twitter notification. But I would like to turn off the Twitter notifications. I don't need those.
I will show you how to go in and do it. Not that you need the help. I'm the one that needs the help.
Yeah, I just picked it up just to see if I could turn off the Twitter notifications because that drives me nuts.
So if you have looked at your number and you are uncomfortable with your number, we would like to hear from you. Like, text me at 22980. I really would like to hear, are you going to join me and do some of these things? Because I'm doing it today.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Give me the phone.
Well, I wanted to talk about it before I started.
Let's take a break. Let's take a break from your phone.
I just asked Kara, do me a favor, and she said what? I'm going to have her look at her number and tell us her number.
Why don't you give me your phone?
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
It is 2:59.
Yeah.
Give me your phone to 3:20. 20 minutes.
Okay, I can do it for 20. I'm going to turn on a ring for the kids. If they need me, I'll hear from them.
We'll put it out with somebody in the newsroom, or I'll keep it with me. And if, God forbid, the kids call, give me the phone.
No, because if they text, I won't know it.
I'll let you know. If a text comes in from one of the kids, I'll give you the phone
back.
Okay,
we'll talk about it when we come back.
Give me the phone right now.
No, I'm turning on my sound
for
them.
You can't do it. You can't be helped. I can do it.
I just...
Newsroom, we'll stare. She can't be helped. Newsroom.
Happening now on KMBZ, suing church. More next.
You know, we all love great food, and you, my friends, are going to love Omaha Steaks. You know, I happened upon them 2-3 years ago, and hello, I am in love. Send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for more than 100 years. Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer just for listeners of Dane and Parks. When you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code word Parks in the search bar, you get 74% off Omaha Steaks family gift package, originally $195, now just $49.99. Order now, and you get 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, plus get 4 more burgers for free. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99. When you go to omahasteaks.com, type Parks in the search bar and add the family gift package to your cart. That's omahasteaks.com.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.